Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. When I go to the landfill in Calhoun County, I pass through an area with extremely sandy soils, and the roadsides are practically covered with the lichen that we've always called reindeer moss. However, lichens are not mosses. They're part of the plant kingdom, while lichens are placed in the kingdom fungi. A lichen is an example of a mutualistic relationship, in this case between a fungus and an alga or cyanobacteria. The fungus makes up the body of the lichen, weaving filaments over and around the alga, protecting and providing structural support for that organism. The alga is capable of photosynthesis and provides both organisms with carbohydrates needed for growth, while carbon dioxide, water, and nutrients are absorbed through the air. That's why lichens can grow on nutrient-deprived soils. They're basically just sitting there, soaking up sunshine and rainfall when it comes. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.